of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointments only. You're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Today is February 11th, 2012. And I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning, Mark, and good morning to Nate over there on the soundboard.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Very good, very good. If you guys want to call in, please feel free to call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Your children, your country, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues and getting involved. Talk to your neighbors, go to a Tea Party meeting, check out a website that, you know, has some information that you can use, to protect your family and yourself from big out of control government. If you have any questions, please, again, feel free to call in. I can also be reached by email at kentmark99@yahoo.com. kentmark99@yahoo.com. So if you have any questions during the week, I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. But go ahead and feel free to email me. Let's see, reminders, Reading Tea Party, Monday night, 6 p.m.
Yeah, we have RC from Anselmo Wines coming, I believe, on Monday to talk about Chapelgate.
Chapelgate. Oh boy. Yeah.
That's a big thing going on out there with what the supervisors are trying to do to him out there.
Well, so. Everybody needs to get involved. This government overreach at any level is just getting to the point of absolute stupidity, and people need to wake up I guess a person can't use their own property for whatever they want now because, some elite group down there at the courthouse decides that they're going to control somebody.
Yeah, sure.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So if you don't think it's going to happen in your backyard, it is, folks. So, you need to, get involved.
Absolutely. I was just going over the new UN, contract with the world this morning. I'm going to do a little bit on that next week, but not today because I wanted to get my ducks in order, so to speak. I guess veterans events. Have we got anything there?
The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is still doing their free disposal of e-waste over there, so you can drop it off at 3711 Meadowview Drive if you want to call them. Give them a call at 378-2280. Also this week on the 17th, Parsons Junior High is doing a tribute to veterans that starts at 8:45 on February 17th, and they'll have a lunch after that. And then I just wanted to bring up that the Boondockers Ball is coming March 31st. So I'll give you more information as that develops, but if you're interested, you can get tickets right now at Fort Jones and Tobacco and Brew, and also at the Reading Tea Party.
Very good, very good. So everybody mark your calendars out there. We got some good events coming up here. First quote of the week, the summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country, but he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. That's Thomas Paine. So with our first bit of news here. Let's do an update on the Georgia situation with our esteemed ineligible president out there, you know, who's not a natural born citizen according to anything that the Constitution and Supreme Court decisions say. But the Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, sides with the Judge Mahaly. Mahaly, I guess is how it's pronounced. And so, you know, the title of this article I'm looking at is What Happened to the Rule of Law in Our Country? What happens, when, the government no longer follows its own rules, regardless of what they are? What that does is that, pretty much trashes the Constitution, guys out there. So if you're wondering why there's no, you know, buddy going to jail for MF Global, and, you know, nobody's checking the Constitution out for to see if the president's eligible, and, you know, a plethora of other issues that we could go into, that's because we don't have the rule of law here anymore. Nobody's following the rules anymore, guys. They're just doing whatever they feel like it. So anyway, getting back to this this judge, his legal analysis is completely flawed. It's ridiculous. You know, he's basing it on this judge's decision, and all you have to do is do a little homework, and you'll see that they're completely out to lunch. So I'm not sure what happened here. There are six other states challenging this, so this is not going to go away anytime soon. But the real deal is, you know, they didn't even come back with a response. They didn't even come back with their legal reasoning. Obama's lawyer didn't show up. Obama didn't show up. You know, even Nixon showed up when he was subpoenaed to a court back in the in the day, you know, when he was having some problems in a place called Watergate. So, you know, the real deal is there's a problem here with the rule of law, because those of you who think that that's okay, no matter which side of your this issue you're on, you better be thinking that, you know, how did you like Bush or the Republicans if you're a Democrat? You prepared to give this to them? Are you prepared to have someone else have this kind of power who might not have your best interest in mind when he gets in there, who might not be a union guy, who might not be a wealth redistribution Marxist kind of guy? He might just be a tyrant.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Well, yeah, and even Nixon in the chat room, we've got somebody that says Nixon didn't even believe he was the supreme leader of the world.
Yeah, so you know, it's interesting, too, is if people want to check on this, I tried to find a little information about this judge. And it's interesting, if you go to the administrative law judge site in Georgia, every one of the other judges has a bio. And I'm not saying nothing here, I'm not doing the woo, I don't know. I'm just saying it's really interesting. He doesn't have a bio, and then I find out he's an Iranian. And I'm just saying, I don't know what the heck's going on there, because it seems that every judge in every court website that I've seen always has a bio on where they went to school, you know, where they graduated, what their degrees were. This guy's got Zippo, and it just says, call this office. Now, I don't know. That just seems a little bit strange to me. I'm not trying to make anything out of it, but I'd just like to know a little bit more about this judge. It seems like there's a lot of things that are just not adding up. But I have the final decision from Brian Kemp, Georgia Secretary of State, here in front of me. Petitioners filed candidates challenging pursuant to OCGA Section 21-2-5B, contending that the respondent does not meet the Georgia eligibility requirements for his name to be listed on the 2012 presidential preference primary ballot. Judge Michael Malihi, administrative law judge for the Office of the State of Administrative Hearing, held a hearing on each candidate challenge January 26th and entered an initial decision on the above cases. Now, what's interesting about that, he said he was going to enter default judgment against Obama because he didn't show up, and then all of a sudden everything changed when he goes.
What happened? Come to that conclusion and then go ahead and rule on it.
And I challenge everybody to go look at his legal reasoning and see what it was. It's absolutely off the charts. He's citing a court case in another state. And, you know, last time I checked, the Supreme Court in laws of constitutional rule overrides state courts. And they didn't even follow the Supreme Court decision, nor the founding fathers' intent. There's even letters from John Jay that explains exactly why they put that in there, that they didn't want any foreign influence over the president because he was in charge of the army. You know, they wanted some guy that was in charge of the army. So anyway, with that, we're going to go to a break here, and we'll be back right in a minute or two with Sovereign Mind Radio, KCNR 1460.
Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. But he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said,
"Cowboy, open party down.
Builder's 3-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup."
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force. And now I'm proud to serve on another very important team, working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire. I just have to say one more thing about this legal reasoning. You know, a lot of people are citing the 14th Amendment citizenship as the thing that gives the president the eligibility, because if he's born here, he's a citizen. Well, 14th Amendment citizen is not a natural born citizen. There's a distinct difference, because under that reasoning, what that would mean is two terrorists from Afghanistan could come here and have a baby. That would be a citizen, and he would be eligible to be the president. Really? You don't see a problem with that? And the founding fathers thought that they would want to put a little bit higher standard for the president, because he was in charge of the army. And so he, you know, they said both parents had to be citizens by naturalization or birth. Either way was fine, but otherwise the child would be basically whatever the father was from a standpoint of where his allegiance would be. So anyway, if that doesn't make sense to you, then, you know, you're not following any kind of reasonable
assessment. They knew that, because they kind of came from that, you know, so they already had a good hint in how that would work, and they wanted to make sure that our country never had to deal with that.
Absolutely. So with that, we're going to go on to our first headline here, which you guys are just going to love this. Okay, this is great stuff. Obama is now going to spend the government is we got the Obama phone coming, guys. The government is going to spend $2.4 billion on millions of free cell phones in 2012, because all the poor people out there, they've got poverty guidelines here, and, you know, they need free medical care, housing, food, and all that stuff. But they also need cell phones, because without cell phones, they can't stay in contact with their government workers and so forth. And so, you know, I mean, they got to have cell phones. So do you think he's trying to buy some votes here, guys, election coming up or anything?
Nah, he wouldn't be doing that, nor trying to keep track of everybody and where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah.
That couldn't be it.
I don't know about the tracking thing, but I mean, yeah, it says the qualifications apply roughly to half of all American households. Because according to recent statistics, some 48.5% of Americans receive benefits from the government programs above, which are Medicaid, food stamps, supplemental security income, Social Security, federal public housing assistance, low-income housing energy assistance program, temporary assistance to the needy families, and national school lunch programs. And I'm not saying all these programs are bad, guys, but really,
this is going to be like an all-time record, though, at 48.5% that people are on the dole with the government.
And let's see. Let's apply a little common sense here, guys. Okay, you're in debt up to your eyeballs. Your credit cards are all maxed out. So let's spend a bunch more money and borrow some more money, and that's going to fix it all. That's going to take care of it. I mean, guess what? We'll be out of debt.
We're never going to be out of debt at this rate.
I think bankruptcy comes to mind, but when, you know, countries bankrupt, there's a little bit more of a problem going on here, because when they're spending 50 cents on the dollar of borrowed money, guess what? All of those, that 48% that you just looked at that are all receiving benefits, that goes away, guys.
You know, our country went bankrupt in 33.
Yeah. Yeah.
Officially, it went bankrupt, yeah, and we've been on the slave since.
Well, and look at the Great Depression, 29. I mean, people were out there in bread lines. You know, brother, can you spare a dime? Remember all that stuff? I mean,
if that wasn't bad enough, just think what it's headed for now if we don't get to doing something here.
Well, let's examine what it's headed for now. Okay. This comes from, by the way, that last Obama phone thing, that was, from, the shtfplan.com on February 9th. And, you know, when the, it's the bottom under that is when it hits the fans, don't say we didn't warn you. So if you want to
look that up. Here's your warning. Here's your sign, everybody.
So you might want to look that one up. The next one comes from the economiccollapseblog.com. And this one is titled, "This is what an economic depression looks like in the 21st century." Now, I don't know if anybody's been, you know, looking at Greece here lately, but Greece is getting ugly, guys. I mean, I've got a story here that, their GDP is 100, or their debt is sitting at 142% of GDP. Our debt just crossed over 100% of GDP, and we're in worse shape because ours is bigger and we have more debt, as far as public and private. And so I'm looking at this thing and, you know, we're thinking, oh, it's America, you know, no problem. We can work our way out of it. And, you know, you know, there's some stories in here about what happens. I mean, we've got kids that are being left at school. Here's one. One mother said, ran away after handing over her 2-year-old daughter, Natasha. And then 4-year-old Anna was found by a teacher clutching a note that read, "I will not be coming to pick up Anna up today because I cannot afford to look after her. So please take care of her." See, these are consequences of, you know, running a debt up to the point of, insolvency and bankruptcy, and who's going to keep lending them money? After a while, they quit lending them money. So what happens to Greece? Well, nobody really knows where this goes from here, but this is not good, guys. And, you know, what you need to understand is that we are watching what's unfolding in Greece right now is going to come to America because we're doing the same exact thing. We're borrowing and spending, borrowing and spending, and guess what? That's not a good formula.
Yeah, and if you haven't noticed, it's already starting to happen here on different levels, just not quite to that extent that Europe's having at the moment.
Yeah, I'm looking at another part of this article. Scores of youths in hoods and gas masks use sledgehammers to smash up marble paving stones in Athens, Maine, Syntagma Square before hurling the rubble at riot police. The country's two biggest labor unions stopped railway, ferry, and public transportation schedules, and hospitals worked off skeleton staff while most public services were disrupted. Unions were planning protests in Athens and other cities around midday. By the way, that comes from a USA article. That's the USA paper. So this is not, some blogger, that, has got a computer in Russia named Peggy.
Well, plus, if you look, who's there to save the day? Goldman Sachs. Lots of the old heads of Goldman Sachs are there now to try to pick up the pieces.
Oh, they're going to, they're going to fix it all. I suggest that you all Google, this title of this video is called The Empty ATM. Google it. It's a PBS site. It talks about what happened to Argentina when they did the same thing. And so, a month before, the government's telling everything's fine. All your deposits are safe in the bank. No problem.
Yeah, it's insured. Don't forget. Your money's insured
by the government. Only they're last count was $70 trillion in the red, unfunded liabilities. Going to be a problem. So anyway, this one gal in this PBS documentary tries to go get her money. She has 180 grand in U.S. dollars in the bank. And, a month before they say, oh, your dollars are safe. No problem. They go there on Friday. Boom, the door's shut. They try to get their money. Can't do it. Monday morning, the bank opens up and you can only withdraw like $230.
Is that a bank holiday?
Yeah,
I think they call that a bank holiday. And they're talking about doing that here.
Yeah, and this wasn't like Banco de Regeneiro down somewhere off of, some river back in the Amazon jungle. These banks were Lloyd's of London, Citibank, a couple of the other big ones. They're escaping me off the top of my head here. But, yeah, this is not like, oh, gee, some local bank that just went out of business. These are the big boys. So.
Yeah, and I was going to add to that, too. We just watched a video about a guy that tried to go pay his mortgage with cash in Lakeport, I think, California.
It was Kelseyville, yeah, right out of Lakeport. Yeah,
yeah, and it was, I believe it was Bank of America, and they refused to take the cash. They said they could not accept his cash for his mortgage payment.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're also saying report people if they pay, with their coffee with cash. And anybody using cash now is considered a terrorist.
Oh, nice.
Everybody's a terrorist these days. Anybody that disagrees with the government is a terrorist,
Yeah.
So it's I'll tell you guys, if you guys aren't out there preparing, I'm telling you, you don't get it. Here's another story. This comes again from the economiccollapseblog.com. The United Nations wants to crash the world economy in order to save the environment. Really? And this is from a UN report. I got the report. I'm going to bring it in next week. And, in this report, it says most goods and services sold today fail to bear the full environment and social cost of production and consumption. Based on the science, we need to reach consensus over time on methodologies to price them properly. So now the UN is going to start pricing our stuff. Costing environmental extremities externalities could open new opportunities for green growth and green jobs. Does this sound familiar, guys? And then the government should adopt green and advance green jobs and decent work policies as a priority in their budgets and sustainable development strategies while creating conditions for new jobs in the private sector. Really? I mean... this has nothing to do with these water things that are going on here.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
The water thing here, they just want to, take care of us and make us feel all warm and cozy and, take our property, Hey.
It's just unbelievable. And, of course, they have to tax us on all this with carbon credits. I was looking for the other part of the article that talks about how they're going to tax us with carbon credits. Gee, doesn't that sound like AB 32 a little bit?
Just slightly.
Yep. That's the UN. They're calling for a global tax.
Yeah.
Goodbye, our constitution.
Yeah, there you go. But this is all just one big, huge mix-up, and it's not really happening, guys.
Yeah, there's really no Agenda 21.
Go back to sleep. Yeah, right. Okay, so they're going to carbon tax everything. And by the way, that's a redistribution of the wealth because they got to send over the money to other countries. So here's part of establishing natural resource and external price instruments, including carbon pricing and mechanisms such as taxation, regulations, or emissions trading by 2020. Now, if that doesn't sound a little bit like AB 32, you just bumped your head. It's insane.
Yeah, and we got that going on with the air quality and stuff right here in Reading with the city council at the last meeting. They're like, some of them are like, well, what's the big deal? We got to be in compliance by 2020
Big deal?
What's the big deal? Let's just get off the table now. It's like,
let's spend some more money and get a high-speed rail. Okay, with that, I think we need to go to a break, and we'll be back in just a minute here at 1460 Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heat. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30, and I'm shifting gear.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Well, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Abracadabra. Yeah, they're going to reach out and grab you.
Yeah, if we don't wake up, they are sure trying real hard.
Yeah, they already started grabbing your everything in your pockets. Yeah, so let's see. A couple of headlines here. I'm trying to get as much done as we can. We're going to have Doug Lamoff on next week. So, you know, I'm trying to get a lot of these headlines out of the way because next week will be concentrating on Doug and the congressional run for congressional run, so for Herger's seat. But anyway, here's one from money.cnn.com. States seek currency made of silver and gold. There's a big rush into hard assets these days, guys. I don't know if you noticed, gold's still up there at 1750. Silver's climbing 33.5 to 34. Going to keep going up. But this is from CNN Money. In the event of a hyperinflation, depression, or other economic calamity related to the breakdown of the Federal Reserve System. We haven't been talking about that or anything.
No, none of that's going on.
The state's governmental finance and private economy will be thrown into chaos, said North Carolina's Republican Representative Glenn Brady in a currency bill he introduced last year. So unlike individual communities, which are allowed to create their own currency, as long as it is distinguishable from U.S. dollars, the Constitution bans states from printing their own money, paper money, or issuing their own currency. I'm not sure what that means, unlike individual communities, but allows the states to make gold and silver coin tender in payments of debt.
Don't we have a few states that's already doing the exchange with the silver versus the paper?
Utah became the first state to introduce its own alternative currency when Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill into law last March and recognized gold and silver coin issued by the United States Mint as an acceptable form of payment. Under the law, the coins, which include American gold and silver eagles, are treated as the same as U.S. dollars for tax purposes, eliminating capital gains taxes. The thing is that you can, they're talking about what you can do here, but you can start buying bread and, you know, gasoline and paying your taxes and so forth. But South Carolina's got a bill introduced now. And Washington State in January followed with another bill. And also there's Minnesota, Iowa, Georgia, Idaho, and Indiana are considering similar proposals. Many of the bills would make it possible for residents to exchange the physical coins for goods and services. So you could use coins to buy anything from groceries to a car as long as the store chooses to accept them. However, most people aren't going to walk around with such valuable coins in their pockets, said Vieira, I missed his name up there. Anyway, plus calculating the value of the coins, especially if they come from different parts of the globe or different size and shapes, and will get tricky. So they're thinking about creating sort of a vault where you can have a debit card. You put your stuff in the vault, and then you got your debit, so you just carry your little card around. And anyway, interesting development there. The next one is Simon Black. Okay, this comes from thesovereignman.com. U.S. Department of Labor now reduced to Soviet Propaganda Ministry. Yeah, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Are you guys buying that stuff?
I guess sure, sure.
Can I say crap?
Yeah, we can say crap. Okay, we got Nate in today, so yeah. We can say crap.
So, unemployment rate falls to 8.3%, fifth straight monthly decline, LA Times, really?
Really?
Listen to this. They call it headline unemployment rate. They call the headline unemployment rate for a reason. It's only the number that the papers tend to run. All week long, mainstream press ran headlines like, unemployment rate falls to 8.3%, fifth straight month in a row, LA Times. Jobless rate drops to lowest level in almost 3 years, MSNBC.com. Unemployment rate drops to 8.3%, Christian Science Monitor. Hiring surges in January, jobless rate at 8.3%, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, New York Times, really? Okay, needless to say, few outlets with any meaningful covered the real story behind the unemployment figures. The Labor Department simply took 1.2 Americans out of the labor force. In other words, the unemployment rate fell because the Labor Department deliberately did not count 1.2 million unemployed people.
So, because they're unemployed doesn't mean they're out of work, huh? Is that it?
I was thinking that was what the unemployment rate was supposed to measure, was people that are
usually for most of us, but I guess when they're doing their surveys and stuff, that doesn't count.
It makes me sad, really, because this is brainwashing so many people, and this is how they do it. They just tell you, and then they get all their different pundits to tell you the same thing, and then everybody just seems to believe it instead of looking it up.
Hey, man, you're messing my buzz here. You're
well, yeah, but they do that with all the fake
with
ads.
Everything, you know, with Hong Kong and all the rest.
Absolutely.
Included.
Yeah,
so
they take out the ones. The numbers that they don't want to have part of it, so their numbers look good.
Yeah, Obama wanted to get the CBO into the House, the White House, for the first time ever, too. They're trying to do that, so they can just tweak the numbers all they want.
Just come in, play ball, or we'll slap you around, you know, Chicago-style politics here. Needless to say, okay, this is Orwellian-style logic, okay? Remember War is Peace?
And yeah.
1984. Read it.
Yeah. Debt is wealth.
Ignorance is strength.
Ignorance is intelligence. Yeah, that's going to work out real good as it is now. Are you guys really buying that we're at 8.3%? I guess when you get in the bread line, you know, and, you know, you have to wait for a while to get your bowl of soup. Then, you know, maybe you'll believe that it's more than 8.3% out there. That's just not a good thing.
Don't wait until that time. Yeah, get ready now.
Don't wait. Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking I don't want to be in the line, you know. Find out and do a head count and see actually how many people are in it.
Yeah, you might want to start storing some food, guys, if you haven't already. Anyway, Federal Reserve System is privately... Okay, I got this. I pulled this up. This is 10 things that every American should know about the Federal Reserve. Now, I don't want to belabor this point because I want to get to the end, but I want to cover at least these issues. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned banking cartel. It is not a government agency, guys. Even if the governor of the Federal Reserve is appointed by Congress, I mean, basically, if you don't appoint the guy that they want, then your funding stops. Anyway, it says foreign governments and foreign banks do own significant ownership interest in the membership banks that own the Federal Reserve System, so it would be accurate to say that the Federal Reserve is partially foreign-owned. Maybe we should know that. The Federal Reserve System is a perpetual debt machine. In other words, we borrow our money into existence, and so debt is money.
Oh, there we go again.
Yeah, debt is money because they just print it out of thin air and lend it to you.
So we're rich.
We're rich, yeah.
We're wealthy.
Yeah, you know, and then you just, you just keep playing this game until the economy collapses. And then you go, oh, wow, you know, that's okay. It's only 8.3% unemployment. And so it'll all be good. Just go back to sleep and shut up. So the Federal Reserve has destroyed more than 96% of the value of our dollars since they became in existence in 1913. And then you wonder why it cost you like $100 to buy a stick of gum.
Have you noticed that people, it's just inflation, and that's just, you know, everybody's used to it, and that's what's supposed to happen.
It's not that bad.
Inflation is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like being broke is good. Having no food is good. Yeah, okay. So, number four, the Federal Reserve can bail out whoever it wants with no accountability. This is one of the important points that I want to hit here, is that according to the results of the latest Fed audit that was initiated by Ron Paul, and nobody else really wanted to do it, but they pressed the issue, a $16.1 trillion in secret loans were made by the Federal Reserve between December 1st of 07 and July 21st of 2010. The following list of loans recipients was taken from page 131 of the audit report. Let's see, we lent Citigroup $2.513 trillion, Morgan Stanley $2.041 trillion, Merrill Lynch $1.949 trillion, Bank of America $1.344 trillion, Barclays a paltry sum of $868 billion, Bear Stearns $853 billion, Goldman Sachs $814 billion, Royal Bank of Scotland $541 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase $391 billion, Deutsche Bank of Germany. You can almost tell who the owners of the Federal Reserve are by the guys who are getting the loan.
Yeah, I keep hearing the same names over and over and over again.
Yeah, and if you want to look up something really fun, go to government secrets. I think it's governmentsecrets.org.
And see where the candidates are getting their funding from.
Yeah. And Romney gets all of his money from Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, Merrill Lynch, Barclays.
Right along with Obama.
And that's just an unrelated story. Okay.
That's just a coincidence.
Yeah, just a coincidence is unrelated. So, why don't we know this? Now, what you need to understand is that if that doesn't make you angry, number one, you got a problem. But, these guys are unaccountable and nobody knows what they're doing behind the scenes.
And then what really made me mad was they got these bailouts and then they're like, look at our bottom line. We did so well this year. Let's give everybody $20 million bonuses.
What?
You guys didn't make all that money. You just got a handout.
There's a day coming when people are going to understand that paper is not money and binary code isn't either. And when you got, $15 trillion in binary code, and after everybody realizes that it's worthless and they don't want to play anymore, that's why the move into gold and silver money worldwide, because gold and silver is money, okay? Paper is paper, and binary code is just little scraps of electronic
entries.
Yeah.
Ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros. Oh, yeah, I'm rich.
All you have to do is look at what the rest of every other country is doing, like China and Russia and India. All the rest of them. We're the only ones going to be stuck. Oh, look at all this paper money we have.
Okay, here's number five. We've got to move on. The Federal Reserve is paying big banks not to lend money. Federal Reserve creates artificial economic bubbles that are extremely damaging. No. The Federal Reserve System is dominated by big Wall Street banks. I would have never guessed that one. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Okay. Yeah. Number eight. It's not an accident we saw personal income tax and the Federal Reserve System both come into existence in 1913. Not an accident.
And we lost power of the Senate.
Wow, interesting stuff. Okay, we got 9 and 10 to come back, and that's what I want to show you is those two. I want to talk about Bernanke and this guy is right on the beam with everything he's ever said and every prediction if you're in like bizarro world and everything's the opposite of what it is. So, we'll be right back.
With that, we'll be back on the other side of this.
1460 KZNR Free Fire Radio.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday as we continue the countdown of our top 10 audio plays of 2011.
Nobody knows who they are until they are played on our Sunday afternoon program.
The grand prize winner will be revealed on the April 15th show.
So listen in Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Tents Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and his money?
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. If you want it, come and get it.
It's not lasting out there, folks.
Yeah, boy. Okay, so we just talked about number 8 of the things that you should know about the Federal Reserve, and it's not an accident that the 1913 Act, that we got the tax income tax. Prior to that, we never had an income tax, guys. Whoa.
And it seemed to work just fine, didn't it?
Yeah, because I guess the country ran on something else besides an income tax. That's why I say the power to tax is the power to destroy, you know, bind men down with canes, the chains of a constitution, all that stuff that really doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the current Federal Reserve chairman, and this is why I wanted to do this story. You know, I covered that other stuff, but we covered that before. But this one I like. The current Federal Reserve chairman, Ben Bernanke, has a nightmarish track record of incompetence.
Really?
The mainstream media portrays Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke as a brilliant economist. But is that really the case? Let's check it out. In 2005, Bernanke said, "We shouldn't worry because housing prices had never declined on a national-wide basis before." And he said that he believed that the U.S. would continue to experience close to full employment. Here's his quote. "We've never had a decline in housing prices on a nationwide basis." And it's more likely the house pricing will slow, maybe stabilize, might slow consumption spending a bit. I don't think it's going to drive the economy too far from its full employment path, though. 05. Okay.
I can see why Obama wanted to rehire him.
Yeah, that's this guy's good. He never, ever gets it right. Okay. I mean, if you, let me tell you, if
you can't even plan this.
Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. If he says it's this way, you can bet the farm it's that way. Okay. Here's 2-5. With respect to their safety, derivatives, for the most part, are traded among very sophisticated financial institutions and individuals. I need that accent, you know, traded between sophisticated individuals and financial institutes, you know, lovey, who have considerable incentive to understand them and use them properly.
So we can trust them. They're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the Jungle Book, good the snake?
People.
Eyes trust in trust. Me.
Yeah, you know.
Look into my eye.
2006. Housing markets are cooling a bit. Our expectations is that the decline in activity or the slowing in the activity will be moderate and that houses prices will probably continue to rise. Let's see. Let's do 07. At this juncture, however, the impact on the broader economy and financial markets of the problem in the subprime market seems to be likely to be contained. In particular, mortgages to prime borrowers and fixed rate mortgages to all classes of borrowers continues to perform well at a low rate of delinquency. 2008. The Federal Reserve is not currently forecasting a recession.
Ah.
A few months later, the GSEs are adequately capitalized. There's no danger of them failing. Oh, boy. Okay, so number 10, this is the thing we should know. I should do this other quote from Bernanke because I think we got Kurt and Ruth coming in. And this last quote is just really a good one. This is the quote of the day, Bernanke. Housing may no longer be viewed as a secure investment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like yesterday or something, you know. Yeah, that's right. He just said it. And with that, the Lewis Black moment is coming. He said some other stuff. Let's see. Bernanke says housing impeded federal. Yeah, this is good stuff. Bernanke says housing impeding federal effort to spur U.S. economy. The housing's impeding the federal effort. Bernanke again says housing sector suffers from serious imbalances. Bernanke again, housing impeding federal effort to spur U.S. economy. Housing, again, he speaks about housing markets in Orlando, Florida. Tight mortgage credit won't be eased quickly or easily.
No, no. Really?
Yeah, I guess when it all crashes, it doesn't matter. So number 10. The 10 is this. The Federal Reserve has become way too powerful. The Federal Reserve is the most undemocratic institution in America. The Federal Reserve has become so powerful that it now is known as the fourth branch of government. But there are less checks and balances on the Fed than there are in any of the other three. The Federal Reserve runs the U.S. economy, but is not accountable to the American people. We can't vote those that run the Fed out of office. And if we do not like what they do, we can't get rid of them. Yes, the president appoints those that run the Fed, but he knows that if he does not tread lightly, he won't get any money from the big Wall Street banks that he needs in next election. So that's what we need to know about the Fed. So any questions?
I don't have any. I'm getting crystal clear on this.
Are we getting clear on this?
Yeah, I'm pretty clear about the Federal Reserve that, yeah, I don't want no part of that.
Yeah, and if you look at it as he's trying to bankrupt us, then he's doing everything he needs to do. He's doing everything right.
The regulation real good.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Guy's good at it. Yeah. Just listen to him. He'll tell you. Whatever he says, you know, the opposite is what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, no, your house isn't on fire, and you're watching it burn. No, it's not on fire, and then it finally falls on you. Okay, it's on fire.
Go into the kitchen and make a sandwich. Yeah, so here's the latest thing. Robo-signing is now history. U.S. announces a $26 billion foreclosure settlement. Now, you know, I think some people got this thing wrong about going after the rich. It's not the rich. It's going after the corrupt, evil criminals that you should be worried about. Because if a guy works hard for his money, honestly, and that's achievable and attainable, this whole idea that the only way you can get rich is if you steal from somebody is crap. These guys that are stealing are rich because they're stealing, not because of the money. But these guys should be going to jail. This whole thing, robo-signing, all this stuff. Nobody's getting charged. Let's just keep moving. Let's just get them to bribe us with $26 million on a foreclosure settlement. And, gee, this isn't about having anything happen in an election year, you do understand. I mean, you know, we got November coming up. You know, let's give them phones. We'll pay off their houses.
We don't want your vote.
Here we go again.
Buckle up, Spanky.
Boy.
Just like last one. Oh, thank God, Obama got. I'm going to get my house now. I'm going to get my car paid off. It's like, I mean, do you remember seeing all those people?
Where's he getting the money?
It's from his stash.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And did you get all that stuff? Nope.
It's like, what's going on, man? You know, I'm still having to go to work. Work. Nobody told me how to have a job. But you know, I mean, so with
and
that.
And I think. Ruth and Kurt's going to be talking about this settlement, too, in the next hour.
I kind of was trying to tee that up for him a little bit. So, and with that, here's another headline. Drones over U.S. get okayed by Congress. This is the Washington Times. No problem here. You know, this is all about the border. You know, it's not about, you know, having surveillance with drones in our airspace or anything like that. I mean, they wouldn't do anything like that, you know.
And I believe the FFA just got a bunch of money. Half of the money is going to those, to the drones.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
And I believe it's a couple billion.
That's just another coincidence, right?
That's quinky dinky.
Quinky dinky?
You guys are just rebel rousers. That's all it is. You guys just come on, go along with the program, get rid of the rule of law. Let's just consolidate all of our rights into the executive branch and the, Wall Street manned Federal Reserve Bank economy. Who cares? It's all good. You know, just go back to work, be a debt slave, and shut up. You know, that's what you're supposed to do in America. So.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You didn't know that?
Oh, I guess we don't play well with others.
You need a timeout. Well, all I can say, guys, is you better start getting prepared, because if you're not preparing, you're not understanding what's happening here, and you better start paying attention, because we are going into an economic catastrophe here, because we keep borrowing money and spending money and borrowing money and spending money, and sooner or later the rubber's going to meet the road. You either are going to have people stop lending us money like China, or we're going to hyperinflate because we have to monetize the debt, which they said they wouldn't do. Remember Bernanke? Oh, that's another one, Bernanke. We'll never monetize the debt, but they're doing 90% of that right now by printing money out of thin air. Hey, it's all good. You know, go back to sleep. So you might want to show up to a Tea Party meeting. You might want to start getting prepared. Remember, you have to be aware to be prepared. And if you're listening to the mainstream media, and I don't care which channel you're on, they're all full of it. It's just absolutely off the charts. If you do your homework, you'll see lie after lie after lie.
Yeah, I mean, even MSNBC got a bailout.
There you go.
You know, I mean, look at Fox News. They're owned by people. Nobody, none of them are owned by anybody in America.
Yeah, and it's interesting, is the only guy on Fox News, Judge Napolitano, and I'm going to try to do a little story on this next week, the only guy that's even talking about the Federal Reserve and the money problem and the debt and the gold and silver and all this stuff, he's going off the air next week,
yeah,
guys.
Imagine that.
And he was their number one. He was their number one show. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you know, I just don't want to talk about anything, you know. So. Have we got anything we need to talk about before we get to...
Well, let's just remind everybody to join the Reading Tea Party on Monday nights.
That would be good.
At 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship, 2570 Bonneview.
Yeah, or you can join the Marine Corps, head for Afghanistan. Probably not a good idea right now.
Well, I guess that all depends on your age, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's Syria now.
Oh, Syria.
Oh, we're in Syria.
Well, I can't remember between Libya and Syria and Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq and I guess these endless wars that have no reason except that we have to be scared of them, and we can't figure out why, because the media tell us we should be scared because they're going to have nuclear weapons, even though they're not even close yet, and it's all about the dollars.
Well, so. IAEA says they're not. Our own CIA says they're not. Everybody's saying they're not. They signed the non-proliferation treaty. They, you know.
They're trading gold for food, or oil for food now. That was the last article I read. I'll try to do a little more on that next week. But, of course, everybody who disagrees with the administration or the media is a nut job. Okay? So, with that, our guest next week will be Doug LaMalfa. We'll be hanging in here talking about his stances on different things. And my quote is treason doth never prosper. What the reason? Why, if it prospers, none dare call it treason. Okay, my name is Mark Kent. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. Government is reason. No, it's not. It's not reason. Government is not reason. It's not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington.
All right, and we'll see everybody next week.
All right, you guys have a good week. Hang in there and keep it up. Okay.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. We're going to Maine today for the Republican presidential nomination contest. The caucus results are due in Maine later. They've actually been caucusing in northern New England for a week now. Mitt Romney's hoping not to lose a fourth state in a row. Romney went after President Obama.
He wants to slow down the construction of ships and slow down the purchases of aircraft. That's the place he'd take us. Let me tell you where I take us instead. I happen to believe that the best ally of peace the world has ever known is a very strong America military, and I will preserve it and keep it strong.
Ron Paul is actively campaigning in Maine, but Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are not at this time. Possible political fallout from the president's decree regarding religious organizations and birth control.
The controversy left the White House on the defensive for weeks and drowned out the other messages the White House wanted to deliver. Republican Senator Rob Portman from the key swing state of Ohio thinks it left a bad impression on voters there.
I don't think it